Officials are attacking the problem on two fronts, capturing the most violent criminals and stopping people who are illegally selling guns on the streets. James Craig is Cincinnati's police chief.
Today, ongoing today, we're approximately seeking out 130 individuals on a variety of charge, the majority being violent crimes. We're also targeting 13 individuals who've been involved in a criminal gang located in the Madisonville neighborhood. This gang's activities primarily involve firearms, drugs, and armed robberies. The neighborhood of Madisonville was the site of two gang-related murders in 2011.
Authorities say as of yesterday, they had already arrested 9 people who are members of or affiliated with the so-called Madville gang in Madisonville. Authorities say the gang consists of 3 sets, the Tracks, the Third, and the Bramble Boys. At yesterday's news conference, authorities displayed 200 guns of various types, including handguns, machine guns, and assault weapons. The guns had been confiscated or had been bought from unlicensed gun dealers on the streets during the past few months. Bob Browning is the special ATF agent in charge of Ohio and Indiana.
Some of these folks on the street sell guns and trade guns like others would sell and trade baseball cards, with about that much amount of concern for where they're going to end up. The suspects in these cases sold guns knowing they could possibly go to convicted felons, and they sold guns without a license, and they sold machine guns, not caring about where they were used on the street. These guns came from unlicensed gun dealers. If you're selling guns like this and not caring who you sell to, and you're doing it illegally at gun shows or flea markets, or on the streets of Cincinnati or the metro area, we're coming after you.
Carter Stewart is the U.S. attorney for Southern Ohio. He says the guns on display at the news conference were connected to 3 federal indictments.
Those 3 indictments were brought down on April 4th. The first indictment alleges that 2 brothers, Christopher Bradley and Shannon Bradley, were illegally selling 33 firearms and more than 1,400 rounds of ammunition. The second indictment is against Stan Shore of Cincinnati, accusing him of illegally selling 10 guns, including a machine gun, and a subsequent search of his apartment resulted in finding 2 more machine guns, a dozen other firearms, and more ammunitions and clips. And the third indictment charges Quentin Kinnon of Cincinnati with illegally selling 6 firearms. The grand jury also found that none of these individuals was a federally licensed firearms dealer.
Officials say 30 people were in custody as of yesterday. And Police Chief Craig says authorities hope to arrest 120 people in the next few days.
It's time to throw a party, and we are taking neighborhoods back, one by one. We showed what we could do in OTR, Walnut Hills. We're working on Avondale. This is time for celebration. But we can't do it alone. We need your help. You have to get involved. This is your neighborhood.
The Cincinnati police chief says, if you're committing violence, we will find you, we will arrest you, and you will be prosecuted. I'm Steve Hirschberg.